Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2018. Greetings everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim, it's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening. By now, most of you will be aware that Gary Bold, ZL1AN, died earlier this month. I will just say a few words about Gary tonight. Gary was a wonderful person to know and a great worker for our association. Gary was an entertaining speaker. He could educate you and have you rolling in the aisles at the same time. I first met Gary when I was a schoolboy in Whangarei when he gave one of his excellent talks to the branch there about 40 years ago. A major contribution that Gary made to NZART was his development and maintenance of our point-of-test question bank randomisation software for the amateur radio examination. This was years ahead of its time, and it greatly streamlined the examination process for branches and headquarters. I get to see amateur radio magazines from all around the world, and I would have to say that over the years, his regular breaking column was the best I've ever read. It was the first thing I would turn to, and its absence will be a sad reminder for me. There'll be much more about Gary in your next break-in. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our business manager, will be telling you shortly about your subscription renewal invoice arriving with your next edition of Break-In. I trust that all members listening will be renewing your subscription. Your subscription is essential to the ongoing viability of NZART and allows Council, Debbie and all of our hard-working officers to continue doing good work for radio amateurs in New Zealand. If any of you listening are considering not renewing, please feel free to contact me. I am more than happy to discuss any concerns that you may have, and my email address is in the front of your copy of Break-In. If you're finding the subscription a financial burden, we do have the option of part payments during the year to ease things, and Debbie will help you arrange this. At our recent AGM, Council kept the subscription unchanged at $99, but it's effectively $89 if paid early. I've lost memory of when we last increased the subscription, but it's about 10 years ago. Through careful management of your association's finances, your subscription has definitely reduced in real terms through inflation. I wonder how many other bills you pay have done this. To finish, I'd like to mention a few things about Debbie at headquarters. Debbie works away on her own at our Upper Hutt head office, keeping the nuts and bolts of the association intact. Debbie answers your inquiries and puts you in touch with the right person if required. Debbie processes your subscriptions and makes sure all the association bills are paid. Debbie allocates call signs for new amateurs and gets everything logged correctly in the radio spectrum management database. And there are many other essential tasks that Debbie performs. When myself or council or indeed any officer needs a reminder, suggestion or a kick in the proverbial, Debbie is not afraid to keep everyone honest and working almost as hard as her. When Debbie recently reached her 20-year milestone with NZART, she received many messages of goodwill from our members, and I'd like to thank all of those who made her feel valued. Well, on that happy note, Jim, it's good night to all listeners.
And thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. From New Plymouth Branch 27, a reminder that the next NZART conference is being held in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 1st and 2nd of June 2019. The venue's the Quality Plymouth Hotel. Accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. Onwards to Upper Hutt now for NZART headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART business manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, it's almost August, which means your next issue of Break-In is due out. Included with this magazine will be your 2019 subscription invoice. This year we're trying something a little different. Your invoice will be attached, that is on the reverse side of your address label, and will have perforations so that you can tear it off and return with your payment. Alternatively, you can pay direct to our bank account, which the details are on the invoice. However, please remember to include your call sign and membership number as a reference. For those of you choosing to pay by credit card, please make sure you include your credit card expiry date on the remittance advice. Please make sure you put this aside for payment before the 30th of November 2018 to be eligible for the $10 discount. On this note, as requested at our AGM in Mosgiel, there is a provision on your invoice to make a donation to the association, either your discount of $10 or whatever you wish to donate. As we now have charitable status, I can provide receipts for those specifically who request one. However, they will not be issued automatically. Well, there's not much from me this month, Jim, so it's back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Now to the results of the 2018 Sangster Shield Contest, held on the 19th and 20th of May. This report from the contest organiser, Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. Thanks to all who took part this year. Numbers were down, with 13 logs received from 9 of the 11 branches on the air. From my analysis of logs, there were 15 participants in total. A few new call signs have appeared this year, with the two first-timers entering the Transistor Trophy. Scores are noticeably down on last year, which is most certainly due to the lower numbers and the poor reported conditions on the Sunday night. Congratulations go to open section winner Bill ZL3VZ with 5,985 points, operating near Portage, which once again gives him the Arthur Stevens top score for the South Island Trophy. Bill now has 3 open and 4 South Island wins. Well done. Grant ZL2GT with 5,175 points takes second place, just ahead of Mike ZL2AUA with 5,040 points in third place. South Islanders Grant ZL2GD and Barry ZL2LN take second and third places in the Arthur Stevens Trophy. Congratulations go to first-time entrant David ZL1DCO, first in the Transistor Trophy, and to Gerard ZL2GVA in second place. Apart from 2016, there have been no Transistor Trophy entrants since 2007. Let's hope that the rule change to allow first-time entrants rather than first-year licensed would encourage more to try their hands at CW. Whangarei Branch 28 once again entered 4 logs and hence wins the Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy Branch Award. Operators were Bruce ZL1BWG, Paul ZL1PC, Ellen ZL1AW and Charlie ZL1DAC. Once again, Glenn says he'll record all 4 stations on their award since no other branch reached the required 3 entrants. Now, the 10 qualifying active branches this year were 03 Western Suburbs, 05 Christchurch, 22 Marlborough, 24 Motueka, 28 Whangarei, 29 North Shore, 42 Tetahi Bay, 68 North Canterbury, 84 for the Bay of Islands, and 86, that's the Music Point Radio Group. That report from Sangster Shield contest organiser Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. The full results and a full report will be in your July-August copy of Break In. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with a story of a personal triumph. One ham, one goal, one award, and 41 years. With those details, here's John Williams, VK4JJW.
Say the words, worked all states to hams who have ambitions for this ultimate ARRL award in American contacts, and they'll likely tell you stories of perseverance, pile-ups, and, no doubt, dreams. Ask Tak Hirama, JA7QVI, a radio amateur in Japan, and he'll tell you that he finally got to live that dream. On the 17th of June, almost 41 years to the day after he began his worked all states journey on 6 meters, Tak had a successful QSO with New Jersey ham Andy N2NT via EME, or moon bounce. It completed the protracted effort he began on June 11, 1977, in a QSO with Fred W6PVB. Tak told Amateur Radio Newsline in an email that his chase for a New Jersey contact took a decade, and he'd expected it would be, like the other 49 states, either via F2 or sporadic E propagation. Moon bounce, however, did the trick. He hasn't just collected an award, however. Along the way, Tack has amassed a number of friends. Dan, K1TO, Andy, N2NT, John, N2NC, Morris, N1IBM, Dr. Joe, K1JT, among them. We note that there's a little bit more to this adventure. With this recent 6-metre accomplishment, Tack now boasts Worked All States awards on 10 bands from 160 metres to 6 metres. It pays, he said, not to give up on one's dreams. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
The Radio Society of Great Britain is making changes in how operator behavior gets monitored. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us more.
In Great Britain, an official team of volunteers that has been reporting problematic on-air behaviour and equipment issues is being disbanded. The Radio Society of Great Britain, the RSGB, has long relied on the efforts of the Amateur Radio Observation Service for second opinions on a variety of these issues and has decided to refocus on how to address these important operating matters. During the next few months, the Society will convene a new team called the Operating Advisory Service, or OAS. OAS participants will monitor the bands for such misuses as call sign pirating, abuse of repeaters, and on-air harassment of amateurs. Announcing the change, the Society said it had taken a hard look at the previous way of doing things and decided to give the new team responsibility for developing written recommendations to be published on the website. The team will concentrate on ideas for best practice. The RSGB noted that this change does not have any impact on Intruder Watch, which is the Society's portion of the overall IARU monitoring system that reports on non-amateur signals that are heard on the HF amateur bands. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Also tonight from New Plymouth Branch 27... everyone is invited to their junk sale on Saturday, September the 1st. It's being held at the Mangaray Hall, located at the corner of Kent Road and State Highway 3 in New Plymouth. Tables are available at $20 per table, and selling will commence at 10 a.m. More details, including a map to the venue, can be found on the New Plymouth Branch 27 website, that is zl2ab.com. The New Plymouth Branch 27 Junk Sale, Saturday, September the 1st. It's time now for Wari News, and a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Hamilton Market Day is being held on Saturday the 15th of September this year. As usual, Wiles will get together for morning tea about 10:30 a.m. All ladies are welcome to come along and do not have to be Wari members to attend. I do hope you have all received and have read the latest Wiro Bulletin magazine. Topsy, our editor, puts an enormous amount of work into compiling and producing the magazine, and it seems she's also written most of the latest issue herself. I'm sure there are members out there who intend to write something when they get around to it, and now could not be a better time to sit down and tell us a bit about yourself, local branch activities you've been involved in, or anything of interest to our membership. It doesn't have to be more than a few lines and a photo. Send it off to Topsy at her address inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. The Australian YL Group's Alara Phone and CW contest is being held over 24 hours from 0600 UTC on Saturday the 25th of August to 0559 hours UTC on Sunday the 26th of August. The contest is on all HF bands and Echolink and is open to all licensed operators. The object is for YLs to work everyone, but OMs can only work YLs. You need to get your log to the contest manager by the 30th of September. Full details for scoring etc. can be found in the latest Alara magazine or on the website, which is www.alara.org.au. /contests. A number of WIRO members are also ALARA members, and we hope they will support this contest. The last few years have not been good for propagation during this contest, but do keep trying, ladies. A reminder from our treasurer that a form for renewing subs was included in the last Warra Bulletin. And if you want to take advantage of the discount, you need to get your sub to Heather before the 31st of August. That's all for July, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. The Hamilton Market Day, well, it'll be held on Saturday, the 15th of September, at the Waikato Table Tennis Stadium in Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. There's a street map on the Hamilton Club website, zl1ux.org.nz/market_day.html. Details are the same as last year. Sellers have access from 8 a.m, buyers can enter at 10 a.m, table space, $20 a space if booked in advance, but will cost $25 a space on the day. As always, there's free entry for buyers, and there'll be food available for purchase at the cafeteria. More details, as I say, on the Hamilton Club website. I'll do that one again, zl1ux.org.nz/market_day.html, including a seller's registration form. I hope to see you there. That information from Phil, ZL1PK. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's NZART Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to news from your area. And we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 28, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, August the 1st, starting 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in Heritage Park. The meeting will feature a speaker who has walked all across Australia. To the 29er, newsletter of North Shore Branch 29. Their next meeting is on Monday, August the 6th, at the club rooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sonunok on the North Shore. Malcolm, ZL1MIT, will give a talk on his Bletchley Park visit. Napier Branch 25 NZART has its next meeting on Wednesday, the 1st of August, from 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. Dave, ZL2MQ, is going to set up his Vector Network Analyzer and will run it on any equipment you may want tested, such as a low-pass or band-pass filter or an antenna. Bring along something to test. Nelson Radio Club, Branch 26 NZART, has its next meeting on Wednesday, the 15th of August, at the usual place, which is the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Remember to dust off and polish items in readiness for the equipment sale. Do not forget to mark the date on your calendar. And finally, to Christchurch NZRT Branch 05. Their next meeting is on Wednesday, August the 1st, where Andrew ZL3DW will give a presentation on his visit to the giant ham radio show in Friedrichshafen in Germany. This is the second biggest ham radio show after Dayton, getting 16,000 people over 3 days. And that meeting will be in the club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. And that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.